Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Amy, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Wednesday, April 1st. This is Holy Week. It's a week where we contemplate the greatest gift of salvation we have received. And so I invite you to listen as I read passages that lead us to reflection, to prayer, to repentance, and to renewal. Today I'll be reading Psalm chapter 22, verses 1 through 11. And I'll also be reading Psalm chapter 80, verses 1 through 7, both in the ESV. I'm reading two Psalms today because Psalm 80 is in our rhythm of a Psalm of Day. But then Psalm 22 is a psalm that Jesus prayed on the cross. And so as we are looking towards Good Friday, I think it's a helpful psalm for us to think about and meditate on. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make their mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breast. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. This is a reading from Psalm 80. Read verses 1 through 7. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us an object of contention for our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. One thing that we find in common in both of these psalms, they're both psalms of lament. So Psalm 22 was a psalm first written by David, and then Psalm 80 is a psalm of Asaph, and both are calling out to the Lord to act and to intervene in their particular difficult circumstances, asking God hard questions. Psalm 22 is a beloved psalm because it is one that Jesus references on the cross. So on the cross, Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And these are such haunting words and such a haunting question. And if you were to read them in the Gospels without thinking about the full context of the psalm, you might think that Jesus is saying that he's been rejected by God the Father. And we don't believe this can be true because Jesus is God. Jesus cannot not be God. He cannot be true to his character, true to himself, right? But in this moment on the cross, as Jesus suffered on our behalf, he was experiencing our God-forsakenness. He felt far from the Father. And even as Jesus cried out these words, those who heard him on the cross would not have just thought about this one tiny portion of Psalm 22, but they would have thought about it in its entirety. And as you go back and you read all of Psalm 22, so much of what was said in that psalm was fulfilled by Jesus on the cross. He was mocked. He was scorned. He was poured out like water. It talks about how the Roman soldiers took his garments and they played games and they divided them among themselves. But as Jesus quoted this psalm, he was not just thinking of the beginning, but he had the end in mind. And the end in mind in Psalm 22 is an end that tells of rescue, that God will deliver his chosen one. Verse 22 says, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Later in 24, he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. He has not hidden his face from him, but he has heard when he cried to him. And so the Lord heard Jesus' cries on the cross. And the Lord, in his perfect timing, brought him back to life. And so what good hope for us today that when we are in the moments where we are crying out to God and saying, God, why have you forsaken me? God, why can I not hear you? God, why do you seem far? Even though it may not feel like it to us, God does hear, and God will answer in his way and in his timing. As we finish today, my prayer over us will actually be our sanctuary choir singing Psalm 22. So every Monday, Thursday, they have this beautiful chant they do of Psalm 22 at the end of the Monday, Thursday service. And this is a recording from last year's service from 2025. And so I hope that you will listen to this in anticipation of coming tomorrow night to our Monday, Thursday service. It'll be at 6:30 in the sanctuary. We will celebrate communion together. Ethan McVeigh will preach, and it will be just a powerful reminder of the depths of love Jesus showed us even to the end of his very life.
My God, why have you forsaken me, and are so far from my cry and from the words of my distress? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer. By night as well, but I find no rest. Laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, he trusted in the Lord, let him deliver him. Let him rescue him if he delights in him. Like water, all my bones are out of joint. My heart within my breast is melting wax. My mouth is dried out like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. And you have laid me in the dust of the grave. Of dogs close me in, and gangs of evildoers circle around me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing.
They divide my bones among them. They cast lots for my glory.
strength. Hasten to help me. Save me from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Body from the horns of wild bulls. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.